B-Pod Studios.
Or out of town, Boston's home for sports is on your phone. Listen live or download an original podcast. 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's an app.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich. It's a real nightmare. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chat.
Oh, yeah. This is a time of great gambling. If I was a betting man, this would be a good weekend to sit down and enjoy the conference tournaments. Well, the Bankroll Boys are brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island. Now open at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels, the only places in New England where you can legally bet. On sports, is it the only place in northeastern England? No, New England. You can legally bet on sports.
Northeastern England.
It says
New
Yorkshire. There's no W. It's very, very difficult. You can legally bet on sports powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com.
Well, real quick, is Liv Schatz in Vegas? Did he go out there?
No, he was just here.
Yeah. He worked the overnight. He was here.
Oh, he's headed to Vegas, though, for March Madness, right?
I heard that, yes.
Okay, because that is something that, and unfortunately, it's not, that kind of fun's going to be sucked away because you're going to be able to do that anywhere, including probably Massachusetts next year this time.
Yep.
But that was one of my, that's one of the more fun things you could do up to this point was during March Madness, make the trek out to Vegas and just sit there for hours in a sports book, gambling all day on games.
Yeah, 12 hours. Starts at noon and then right up until midnight, I believe.
Well, Liv Schatz has told us he'd see us in 10 days. Now, how long is he going to be in Vegas?
So I know is this Sunday.
Yep.
And then I believe like the play-in games are Monday and Tuesday, and then things get going. So maybe he's getting there Sunday. You know, getting his bracket ready and looking at his bets.
All right. So, what kind of accommodations will Liv Schatz have? Is he the swinger out there?
He's a golden nugget guy.
I think is there a sports book
at the Nugget?
He's a Binion's horseshoe.
I was just gonna say Binion's. What was the place that had the hot dog carts when we were in Vegas?
The Orleans.
Yeah, the Orleans.
What's the one with the wizard?
Oh, that's the Excalibur.
The Excalibur is the dumbest idea for a hotel.
And it's always packed.
And if you see someone coming out of it, you're just like, you suck. Like, what a loser.
Come on, man. That's where the medieval times is.
Yeah. Again, you're a loser. Like, you could stay anywhere. It's not like $1 trillion to stay in a hotel in Vegas.
No, that is true.
All right. So, Joe, again, with the Over Under podcast on 98.5, the Sports Hub app. You came in last week and you were very upset about the Celtics. Has anything else happened that made you question the validity of the officiating?
Absolutely. So just to bring up, Rich, I know you weren't here last week, but they played in Sacramento. The spread was 2.
Mm-hmm.
The Celtics were up 2 points, or up 3 points, excuse me, and a bogus foul on Gordon Hayward. Like, that call should not happen, not in Sacramento. Like, the Kings don't deserve that call. Like, it was a phantom call. They hit the 3. Luckily, Gordon Hayward came down. It was a push.
Yeah.
And sometimes a push makes me more upset than an actual loss.
How much did you have in that game?
We found out.
Couple units.
He didn't want to.
Don't ask what a unit is. We went down a rabbit hole last time.
No. All right. So, Rich, this is advice to you from now on when we have the Bankroll Boys on. Shh. You never ask anyone how much they've gambled on something.
Understood.
No, he told me off air.
All right.
Yeah, that was.
Couple units is worth getting upset over, from what I understand.
Well, I didn't lose. I didn't win. They should have won the game.
Okay.
And the officials had everything to do with it.
The money he missed out on was worth getting pissed off.
It was a BS foul. I agree.
All right.
So, I'm with you. They're on the take. I agree.
Thank you. And someone did tell me yesterday I complained about the officials, but when you have money on the line, there's no one else you can blame. Like, I'll give you an example yesterday. Degenerate action, noontime games. There's more today. But yesterday, it was Clemson and NC State.
Uh-huh.
Okay. -1 Clemson. I don't know if you saw this. They had an 18-point lead. They blew the game. They deserve it. They lost. But they had 3 fouls to give. So with 4 seconds left, they tried to give the foul. The official didn't call the foul. The guy goes up in the air, gets bumped. They blow the whistle. 2 seconds left in the game. down 1 point, hit both free throws. They lose by one.
Yeah, that was a
You mean to tell me that the line was one and the refs did not have anything in their pocket in that game? Absolutely fish. I said it last week. If it looks like a fish, it smells like a fish. It absolutely is. And that was a bad, bad loss yesterday.
You and Lifshatz had a field day with that Tim Donaghy thing that just came out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's real. I mean, and the funny thing about that is all those guys grew up in the same area in Philadelphia. So if you like look into the story, it's like The Departed. You know how this kid's been coming through the ranks for years. It's like they've been doing it for like three decades in Philadelphia. Really, look into the story. They're all from the same area.
Then why bet on basketball?
So I haven't bet on the NBA since that Gordon Hayward game.
Okay, well, that was it like 4 days, 5 days?
Well, it was a week.
Okay,
so, I mean, that's a long time, I guess.
For you, yes.
Yeah. But once college basketball winds down, you're back in the NBA.
We had 11:30 a.m. Sacramento State yesterday. Today, I know we have ACC action. I think today we have, NC State plays again today. But we have a list, and I just want to share this on the Over Under 985 podcast. Mm-hmm. There are teams you can't bet on right now.
Okay, who are those?
So the teams are TCU, to give you an example. They were 4-point favorites last night. They blew a 16-point lead, won the game by three. We had Oklahoma State plus four.
Oh, geez.
So fading TCU is something we're doing right now. St. John's, even though they won and covered yesterday, do not bet them. Villanova plays today. They choked away a game at Seton Hall last week. Marquette, they've given up 16-point leads in back-to-back games. Xavier, hate them. Any Big Ten square play that looks too good to be true, stay away from it. And we just added Clemson to the list after yesterday's loss.
Okay, so you're sitting around today. Maybe you called out sick from work, or maybe you have the luxury of being able to go out and to watch some of these games. What time do they start today, and when do we start gambling?
Noontime today. We have three noontime games. Akron and Buffalo. Buffalo is one of the best teams in the country. It's the MAC championship. The spread is 9.5. Every single one of their wins have come between 8 and 13 points. So this game at 9.5 kind of scares me a little bit, but they should roll in this one. Villanova, a team on the list, is favored against Providence today. Providence, I can't figure out. They either get blown out or they beat somebody in an upset.
Played really well last night.
Yep, well, it goes. And then Rhode Island, I don't know why they're favored by 5 points, but they're playing LaSalle today. I'm going to have action on all these. I don't know what I'm doing yet. I will post them. But at 12:30, NC State, Virginia. Virginia is one of the best teams in the country.
Yes.
I think they're one of the top four teams. And I'm interested to see what Duke looks like with Zion Williamson. Personally, I don't think he should come back. There's nothing else he has to prove to be the number one pick.
Sure.
But maybe he wants to win a championship with this team. And so I'm interested to see what happens with him today. And one team that's been really hot, and I think they'll make the tournament, is Indiana. They play Ohio State today. Ohio State's lost, I think, three in a row. Indiana's a small favorite at two. It's a Big Ten square play. It looks too good to be true. But I do like Ohio State as a square.
Really? Because, you know, Indiana's beat Michigan State twice this year.
Yep.
So there is...
Michigan State's another team that almost was on the list. They beat Michigan. I believe they beat Michigan.
They beat Michigan twice this year, and they get Nick Ward back this weekend.
All right. Yeah. So I see here, let's jump into the NFL. With all the trades and stuff, the free agency that's been going down the past couple of days, the Cleveland Browns, they have jumped up in the odds, and you have an interesting fact here.
Yeah, the odds right now on the Browns are 14-1. I believe they have not been that highly favored since Bill Belichick was the coach in Cleveland not long ago. I looked it up. Drew Bledsoe was the highest paid player in the league the last time they were favored this high.
You are out of your mind if you put $1 on Cleveland going to the Super Bowl or winning
now,
the Super
Bowl. Now, is this for winning the Super Bowl or going to the Super Bowl?
This is winning the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because what did they add that's going to make a difference?
Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, but they two receivers. That doesn't turn a team around from
it's already pretty good offense.
It all comes
back to the quarterback. It does. It all comes back to the quarterback.
It does go back to the quarterback. And so what? So you added two receivers. A lot of teams do.
Quarterback's pretty good.
I think they have the best receiving core in football right now.
Okay.
Between Callaway, Landry, and who's going to stop him?
Who had the best receiving core in the NFL last year?
I don't know. Falcons? I don't know.
Okay, so what did the Falcons do? Yeah,
they put up a lot of points.
All right, very good. But as getting Odell Beckham and Jarvis
Matt Ryan
Landry,
is not feeling dangerous, all right? He's not Baker Mayfield.
I will tell you, this is a huge move, and I think they're going to win that division. I do.
Okay, but I'm just telling you that receivers, more often than not, don't have the impact that people think they do.
I'll agree.
Well, we're on the same page.
I mean, name a big diva receiver that's won a Super Bowl in recent years. I don't think there is one.
No, it's very difficult to find. I mean, Burt Breer went through it, and teams that have won Super Bowls over the last 10 years haven't had really any star receiver. The Stone Cold Lock of the Week, Mr. Joe Murray, is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island, now open at Twin River Casino Hotel. And you have one for the late night guys. You have one for the people out there that are going to be up late tonight.
The late night degenerate play of the day. We have the Big West Conference tonight, 11:30 p.m. Hawaii, 2-point favorites over Long Beach State.
Of course. Hawaii. So now why are you so confident that Hawaii is going to beat Long Beach State?
Yeah, is it Hawaii so much or is it Long Beach State?
It's Hawaii. 18-12 this year. Very good in their conference. They made a run, I believe, at the tournament a year or so ago. They're a good team this year, and they should move on in that conference.
All right. Is that degenerate enough for me to gamble on? Is that obscure enough?
I don't know.
For me to put money on that?
I think it is.
Long Beach.
I won
screams.
That cricket bet that we had. That weird ass one.
That was an amazing game. I stayed up and watched that thing.
Dude, they won like
I had
the
no
last.
They won the game.
Well, they won it like 6:30 in the morning.
Long Beach State is 14-18 this season, Rich. You might be onto something here.
Oh, square play.
2-point favorite, you're right.
How about, now, if you really want to go degenerate, let's go with the Whackman's quarterfinal, Grand Canyon against Seattle.
Oh,
there you go.
Now we're talking.
Grand Canyon favored by six.
There's a college at the Grand Canyon?
You know who the head coach of Grand Canyon State is? Dan Marley.
Dan Magic Marley.
How do you know that?
All right, so...
Should I gamble?
Grand Canyon State favored by six against Seattle.
I need my sensei to give me some advice.
Grand Canyon is the better team in this matchup. They've been better in that tournament. I think Seattle getting six is the right side on that one.
Ooh. Should I do it?
I haven't really looked into it besides the score. Hell, let's do it!
Do it! Let's go! Put my money on it. Let it ride.
We hit Seattle. So 11:30 tonight.
What do I got? 200 now? Yeah. Put my 200 on.
Wait. What?
What? I put
$200.
Yeah, I put 100 on the cricket game. Right?
Oh, he did win cricket.
So you had 100.
I think. Didn't you lose another?
No.
I don't know. I thought we were even.
No. We were even until I said put 100 on the cricket game.
Nothing like the bookie
and now
a
we're
different
200.
Number than you.
Wait. We should get 100.
Not good.
Though.
So I'm up 100.
Okay.
But that's two. But you have $200. I bet 100 and I won 100. So that's 200.
No.
That's
no,
not how
no,
it
you
works.
Have $100.
You have $100.
I don't charge you juice, but it should be betting 110 for 100.
Okay. Well, then let's do that.
Instead, we're just doing 100.
So you have 100 of my money.
So if you give me $100 and you win, you'll get $200.
Okay. But I gave you 100 and I won 100. So that's 200.
You gave me $100?
Oh, no. I haven't given you my money yet. So
he owes you $100.
Put my $100, baby.
I owe him $100.
Yes, Seattle, you owe me $100.
His bankroll is $100.
Right. Okay. Seattle is building against slowly. Grand Canyon. That's your bet?
So am I betting on Grand Canyon or am I betting on Seattle?
I'm betting on Seattle.
Let's go Seattle, baby. Right. Over Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon sucks.
We really need to know their mascot first.
It's the only Red open half the year.
The Red Hawks.
That's right. They're owned by Big Candy.
All right. Thank you so much, Joe Murray. You can hear him and Dan Lifshatz on the Over Under podcast.
By the way, this show, Press Your Luck, coming back to TV.
Oh, yeah.
Coming back.
Is it Tamarkin? Is Tamarkin still there?
I don't know.
I did want to say something. We got the TNR bump last week. We were on the show, went 9-3 over the weekend, hoping for the same luck tonight.
All right. Sounds good.
Excellent.
You know Peter Tamarkin was found dead at a whorehouse.
I did not know that.
No, I don't know.
Fred's just speculating.
I'm speculating.
Well, Fred, I thought you would know these kinds of things.
It's a Max Schreck situation?
God, yeah, the guy from Alf.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. A local amusement park is doing something that is driving me insane. Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
.985 The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. Rich just, did he take Grand Canyon University or Buffalo?
I think he took Seattle.
Because
he took Seattle against Grand Canyon.
I just figured it out. Grand Canyon University. You guys probably don't watch TV when I watch TV, which is very much during the day. Grand Canyon University is like some weird religious school that they advertise on TV.
So it's not an online school, is it?
That's the University of Phoenix. No. Grand Canyon University is in Phoenix. Grand Canyon University is in Phoenix.
I bet you anything, Rich, that over 50% of the students that at Grand Canyon University are on the internet.
And I did some.
They advertise nationally. It's not like if you're home at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, you're going out to Phoenix to attend school.
Yeah, you're right. There are a bunch of schools that are like that. That there is a brick and mortar. There's, like, a building.
Yeah.
And there are some classes, but you're right. A majority of the classes are done online.
Yeah, they're advertising, like, on TBS.
That's like saying, you know, I'm a starting point guard for University of Phoenix.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's like, yeah, it's some weird, like, religious school where you don't have to go to it.
Sally Struthers University, baby. Starting center.
No, she's still alive.
I can tell you, I looked it up. Seattle just beat Grand Canyon last week. So it looks like the bet's good for you.
How about how much? That's the question.
It's an overtime by 7.
All right. It's a 6-point spread, right?
Yeah, but that's, you know, Seattle, they have to lose by less than 6. Right. So you're fine.
Okay.
All right. So there's a very few places that I've been to where I would never, ever, ever go back as much as I would never go back to Storyland. The Storyland is...
Up in New Hampshire? That's like Storyland up there?
Yeah. It's it's impossible to get to. And then you go there and you're like... This looks like someone's, like, backyard, like some eccentric guy's backyard. There's rides that are a train going around in a circle. I mean...
But it's like a kiddie park, though. It's, like, made for little kids.
Well, we're going to get to that. And so now there's the Polar Coaster, which is white knuckle. And I conquered it. I mean, I held on. I'm not stupid. I didn't put my arms in the air like some kind of Evel Knievel. And I held on to it. But so Storyland, you go there and it's all like, what do they call it? Like when a song you're allowed to play, fair.
I know what you're talking about. Like unlicensed.
Yeah, like they've been around and not long.
They're royalty free.
Yeah, that you don't have to pay royalties. So It's like Little Miss, a public domain. It's like Little Miss Muffet. And like the egg guy that falls.
Right. Yeah, it's Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, well, it's been a while since I've heard these things. And I'll tell you what. Oh, boy, what do my kids enjoy Storyland. And the fact that they had no idea who any of these people were or what was going on. Well, Storyland is much fun as with your kids. They are now having a 21 and over night on Saturday, June 22nd. It starts at 6 p.m. And the idea is that you and your friends that are over 21 pop on into Storyland. And they said it will hopes guests will recreate old family photos taken at the park. Well, that's worth going up to North Conway. And it even encourages retro attire. So the park says a special appearance will be made by the original Storyland pumpkin coach and its very first ride, Freddy the Fire Truck. So you're telling me that Storyland at one point had one ride? Like you just went there? Like
it was called Bob's House.
Yeah. It's called, hey, look at the book, Storyland. Because if you go to Walt Disney World, it's not like their first ride. You know, like there were like probably 6 rides or something.
Sure.
Right? You don't go, hey, here's our first ride. And everything else is scary looking adaptations of people from fairy tales. Can you imagine what the hell are you going to do at Storyland? What is it with recreating nostalgia from your youth as an adult? I mean, I talked to Crash 2 days ago, and he's been back to Disney, but I'll give him this. At least Disney's big,
yeah,
and the weather's nicer. Going out to Storyland, which is... Storyland is packaged misery. It's paying to be miserable.
It's a long drive, but at least there's traffic.
And, like, weed isn't even legal in New Hampshire. Like, if it was, like, sponsored by, like, you know, one of these, like, marijuana companies, that might be kind of fun.
No, it wouldn't be.
High and go to Storyland.
No, you'd just be high and sitting there going, what, like, I want to ride a fire truck around in a circle.
You walk through, you know, the Three Little Pigs land and...
No, I don't think that under any substance that would be any funner than anything else.
Storyland not quite as magical as Disney. There was this one thing where you could meet, like, Cinderella. And I remember when you walk into the room, Cinderella's standing there. There's a giant, like rusty box fan just shooting air up at her to keep her from sweating to death.
Now, they're allowed to have Cinderella? See, that surprises me. I'm surprised that someone didn't copyright the story.
Cinderella not owned by Disney. No, it is not.
Really? Mm-hmm, well, yes. That is interesting. So, yeah, and how big do you think Storyland is?
It's bigger than you think.
An acre?
No, it's pretty big.
I think it's bigger than that.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
It didn't strike me as big.
But maybe that's because I
walked every damn inch of that place a couple of years ago. I think it's bigger than an acre.
Maybe because I was just looking at my watch the entire time. fascinating about where we could leave.
Storylines are right. All the cool kids, however, over at Santa's Village.
That's where I went.
Santa's
last
Village.
Summer, baby.
See, the problem is Santa's Village is very far.
But you don't celebrate Christmas, do you?
I have a wife that does. I have a wife that does, and I do too.
Wallach has turned his back completely on Judaism. He doesn't even.
I do.
He doesn't even celebrate
Santa's
Purim.
Village, baby.
You don't even celebrate Purim.
No, I do
which
not.
Which is the most fun of all Jewish holidays because you get to dress up and have merriment.
Mm-hmm. Unlike and you do that? You dress up and you're merry?
No, we don't do Purim.
Okay.
But unlike Yom Kippur and Passover, where there's tales of great woe and blood.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not quite the optimistic holiday.
I can't see you dancing and dressing up. I can't see that.
And Good Friday is?
Well, there's a resurrection.
I would say Catholics have some fairly, or Christians rather, have some fairly violent holidays as well.
No, because there's always an upside.
I don't know if you've seen a little movie called The Passion of the Christ. Not quite a kid's film.
But there's an upside to it. He comes back.
But you got to wait a couple days in terror.
No, not if you know he's coming back. Maybe the first ride around the block, you're a little nervous because you don't know. But at
one point, not notice that the symbol of the thing that most Christians look at and kind of like worship.
Okay. All right.
It's a man who's kind of nailed to a cross.
But I will give you this, is that at least there's an Easter bunny. There's no Passover chipmunk or something. I mean,
it's true. The Passover chipmunk? You need to market that. It's like the new elf on the shelf.
We celebrate Easter, but I'm not going to go to church. So, I mean, the Easter is the Easter bunny, and you go out to brunch. It's a nice day.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Like, there's no Passover.
Passover panda?
Yeah, there's no... Yeah, Passover panda.
Chipmunk.
No, whatever. All they do is have, like, the gelt, which is just dumb chocolate coins.
And for some reason, they're all in a mesh bag, too. I can't understand. I never understood that.
Oh, because it's supposed to... I don't know why...
Why are they in the mesh bag?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, chocolate coins are fine, but for some reason, you always got five of them in a yellow mesh bag. Tiny one. I never understood why that was.
I don't know, but that's one thing where kids, like, run around, and then when they find it, they're just like, why did I run around?
Exactly. It's like a pizza matzah is somewhere in the house. Go find it, okay?
See, we've never been anywhere as hardcore as the matzah.
Seriously, the whole Afikoman thing was weird to me.
So you have to, I'm sorry, I'm not aware of this. You have to find matzah hidden in the house?
Yes.
Oh, because
hide it between the mattress and the box spring in some random bedroom. I mean, I never understood that.
That's like the lame.
Eat it?
No. No, we didn't. That was not the
comes
gift.
Out with hair on it?
No, that's, it's just, yeah.
That it comes wasn't, out that stuck was, to a hustler.
I'm just going to say, it's not hair. That's something else.
I found this matzah underneath the
wheel. Some 8-year-old, Dad, I found it. Okay. Let me have that, son. Yeah. You got to run that into some water.
I think we have done the matzah thing. We used to go to someone's house where they
went. There's like a prize you get it. And usually it was gelt, actually. You find the Afikoman, you get a yellow mesh bag full of gelt.
Wait, oh, you gave away the whole bag?
No, they had them like five or six of them on the table.
Oh, see,
each with five coins each.
See, this is just you search for the... It's really a bootleg Easter.
Right.
You search for the gold coins.
Bootleg copy. Easter. It should be copyright on something on there.
Bootleg Easter? Yeah. See, we celebrate everything, John.
I understand.
I'm open
we
to all
We do
rooms.
Not. Yes.
All right. Earn, it's E-R...
It's Orion, according to how it's typed.
Orion.
Orion on line four. How you doing, Orion?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
it was worth the wait.
Andy, check the phone.
All right.
Greg, go ahead.
Good morning. How are you guys today? I've been up to New Hampshire just recently. Storyland is a lot bigger than you guys think, and actually not too bad for the kids and the adults. And a pretty decent time in the area. So.
All right. No. What did you enjoy?
Well, honestly, I took my little girl quite a few years ago, so she was young.
All right, fair enough.
Some of the rides are, you know, not bad, but not great. But
what did you like? What did you like about it?
Well, the panda ride is pretty cool. It was a flume ride, but, you know, for the adults, it was just okay. But just to see her happy and not to have to...
We're not talking about the kids. That's cool. Yeah, you bring your kids, fine. But adults going, the 21 or over thing, that's weird. Admit that's weird.
Yeah, but it's definitely better than good old Santa's Village. And
No. Santa's Village is where the cool kids are at.
It's too far from Storyland.
I've been to both. At the same time, we did a specific trip up to Santa's Village.
Santa's Village, all right.
Kids liked it.
Real reindeer, man.
Kids liked it. Yep, we saw the reindeer.
Effing reindeer. Yep. Take that, Storyland.
Right next to that, Banana Splits ride with the sack down there.
Santaland has this thing when... Not Santaland. Storyland has this thing when you walk in. I still don't know what it is. When it's a moving... And it looks like a giant singing testicle when you first walk
it's
in.
It's the egg.
Is that an egg? Because it looks like a singing testicle.
Yeah, it's like a creepy egg.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah, like...
Do you know what I'm talking about in the other room?
Yeah, got like blush on its face.
It's right in front of Yum Yum Junction, where it's basically where you have to leave and the kids scream for toys and candy, but it looks like a giant singing testicle. And there's like these two creepy old men in a car. It's like the pedophile mobile. It looks like these really creepy old dudes just kind of staring at you. Like, they got to do something. There's something weird about the art. At Storyland, that's nightmare-inducing. There's like a face in a tree that moves creepily.
Yeah, because it was all built in like 1968 when like the Banana Splits were on.
Right, like Sid and Marty Croft.
Yeah.
People are kind of doing acid trip and making art. And puppet theater, man. Bread and puppet.
I might never go to New Hampshire again in my life.
It's like a Moomin Shots park.
What about Canby Lake? Canby Lake's a New
Hampshire. Canby Lake's all right, man.
I'm not New Hampshire.
My kids don't care about any of that.
Untamed. Oh, they would like Canby Lake. Canby Lake's all right.
They don't care about any of that.
Those are like legitimate roller coasters.
Yeah, my kids love Canby Lake.
Well, my kids wouldn't want to go on them. Though.
Killer water park, too. Like in the back.
Yeah, that's healthy. All right. Yeah, there's a good chance that I never go to New Hampshire again. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, I would have to drive through it to get to some place I wanted to go.
Like Montreal, that kind of thing, or Vermont. We all know how you love to go to Vermont.
I'm not going. Never go to Vermont. Vermont's off the table. New Hampshire, I've been to.
So you've eliminated two of the six New England states.
Well, we used to go to the Polar Express, and now my kids have aged out of that. But
you're writing off Maine too.
No. Maine. No, I like Maine. Come on now. There's places I like in Maine, but I might never go back to New Hampshire. All right, here are the headlines.
Starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. There's going to be over 21 night at Storyland. I contend Storyland is one of the worst places I've ever been in terms of places with my children.
I posted a picture that I had taken years ago when I was up there. Of one of the many creepy things you can find there. And it's just this face looking out of a tree.
Yeah.
Which, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think that's part of any kind of story. I just think the artist just went nuts and said, what can I do to freak the F out of some children?
This is my canvas.
Let's just put a weird-ass face, like an old dude's face. There it is. Look at that. Look at a guy's face.
Yeah.
Like a creepy mustache. So just like right at eye level with the kids so they can lose their minds a little bit, not be able to sleep at night.
All right, Drew, go ahead.
Hey, so when I was a kid, we asked to go to Storyland. It was right on Route 6 in Seekonk. And my dad said, I don't think you want to go there, but I'll pull in anyways. So we pull in the parking lot.
It's not in Seekonk. It's in
North Conway. Not even close to Seekonk. I don't know where that... Okay.
Josh, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, boys? Steak and eggs.
Hey, what's up, man?
So, listen, I think you guys are missing the point about Storyland a little bit. Well, maybe not, but...
They wanted to build an amusement park for as least amount of money as possible?
So, I have two young kids. I took them there last summer, and it's fine. You see them happy. They're running around like crazy. But the best part as an adult is just looking at how creepy overall the place is in general. I mean, you have the finest walks of life with New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont. they're everywhere. I mean, you're not going to have that much fun there, but you're going to have fun watching everybody else.
If you want to see some great tattoo choices, that's a great place to go.
Yeah, I think I actually do remember. Well, Disney World is too.
Oh, you know what I noticed, by the way?
So is every beach.
Oh, well, I mean, the best is Salisbury Beach. Like, if you want to go up there, it's really a true fashion show up there. But you know what I noticed? It was strange when I went to Disneyland. I went there last week, a part of the vacation, is that, you know, the people on the Rascals, like the large people who ride the Rascals around?
I mean, fat people that ride the Rascals.
I'm starting to learn that that's a Florida thing. That's not a Disney thing. Because when I saw like two people there and I turned to my wife, I'm like, whoa, I'm noticing these people for the first time. Like, they're not anywhere in California.
Oh, well, you heard.
It's a Florida thing.
You were here when I told you I got lost going to the Miami airport. And I went through like some neighborhood that I wouldn't want to be in very long. And there were, on every corner, there was some chick and a little rascal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're just sitting there, like, enjoying the, like, you know, like a 40-year-old chick and a little rascal, just enjoying the sun.
Oh, okay, hang on. I think this might be it. Bubba on line one. This might be who I'm thinking of. Because the one thing about New England is there are a million, like, knockoff Disney World amusement parks. Like, I mean, these small, like, mom-and-pop amusement parks are all over the place. I mean, really, it's more than I've ever seen in any other part of the country. And this might be the one that I'm thinking of.
Let's take a listen. Ben, go ahead.
Bubba.
Oh, what's up, boys? Good morning. I'm sorry. You said Ben. I got confused.
No problem.
Listen, New Hampshire is the worst. Like, the worst place ever is Clark's Trading Post. Like, you take a train ride, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this guy comes screaming at you, like, in the middle of the woods, scared the crap out of me and my kids, like, stay out of New Hampshire.
Wait. All right. So,
Clark's Trading Post, right?
Hang on. Because I don't know it.
I don't know that.
What? Oh, he left. Okay. So, have you been there?
Okay. So, I've seen the billboard and the flyers are everywhere. And it says, come to see Clark's Trading Post with the Wolfman. And the Wolfman is like an old dude with an eye patch and a giant beard who looks like a hobo prospector. And he drives around this weird ass car and shoots a shotgun in the air. And like, it's like, come see the Wolfman. Like, why would I want to bring my kids around this gentleman? He looks like
somebody.
That's it? Apparently we have a clip of the Wolfman.
Hello, pigeon lickers. You know something? I don't like hodags, you flat-landed marabopping yellow belly long-nosed geezers. What are you doing on my turf? You know what I do with you? I'll take you, and I'll take your heads, and I'll stick you right down those jaws down there. My car runs off of flatlanders. And if you ever come with me, double-cross me, you'll become varmint stew, especially kids. Boiled kids with skunk cabbage and rat tail. That's my favorite.
Okay, apparently right, he's
hang
dead
on,
now.
Hang on. Hang on. Does he clean your windshield, too?
No, he passed away, I guess, last April. But, I mean, I would see these billboards for this guy. I mean, he looks the way he sounds. And if he sounds that way, why would I want to bring my kids to see this guy?
Well, no, it just you could take them to New York City and or San Francisco and just have them stand on a corner.
Right there. Let's go down to Park Street Station, shall we?
Hello, pigeon lickers.
Okay, all right, well, thank you
so
very much.
So at one point in that, he says he likes to eat children.
Yeah, he likes to eat children. It says Clark's Trading Post, White Mountain Central Railroad, bear shows and train rides. I'm sure the bears are in good shape.
But, wait, like a bear show? Like the real bears?
Or maybe he's the bear. Like maybe he's like a Provincetown bear.
Or no, yeah, they just come out and they're like, hey, what's up?
I don't know. But all I know is that I would see this, like, bring the kids. I'm like, this might be the last place I'd want to bring a kid.
So the amusement park is a train where a guy, oh boy. Everybody loved him. The Wolfman at Clark's Trading Post in New Hampshire has died. Now, was he paid?
I don't know, but
was he just someone that showed up?
Room and board?
They paid him in beaver pelts.
Oh, man.
Because, I mean, he's like wearing like no shirt.
Oh. He died at 60. Not a tough life for the Wolfman.
To be quite honest, now that I've heard that clip, I might want to actually go there if he was still alive.
Yeah, you're going to. That doesn't sound like something. That sounds like something your kids don't trust you again. Like they don't want to get in the car with you.
You know what? If you really want to make a love, you tell them you're going to Disney and then show up at Clark's Trading Post.
Well, that's what my grandma did to me. She said we were going to Disney and she took me to Circus World. All right, Sean, go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? We was up there a few years ago, and I'll tell you right now, that dude rides around in a car on the side of the train. He's got a fake shotgun that he sticks out the window, and he starts shooting off blanks, yelling and screaming, chasing the kids around. It's pretty wild. It is a pretty wild place to visit.
Okay, all right. So I got to know, why is this all going on?
I have no idea. I guess it's just an attraction that they use.
Like, this sounds like,
jeez.
I'm almost like tripping. It feels like I'm on acid. Like, this really exists?
It would be a lot better if he was on acid.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, Nightmare Bo's on acid.
Like, this is so weird, it doesn't feel real.
It's like, I remember seeing the billboards and going, what is this? And now that I've heard this video,
I mean, this
I'm
guy,
really pissed this guy's dead.
I mean, this guy looks like it's a Rambo situation. He has, like, an artillery gun on the top of his car.
Yeah, and like...
And he's really into this character.
Right.
Because bathing did not seem like the best, the number one thing for him.
Hello, pigeon lickers. You know something? I don't like Hodag's...
He's crusty the crown.
...and Marabop, yeah. Yellow belly long nose geezers. What are you doing on my turf? All right, dude, you... I'll take you, and I'll take your heads, and I'll stick you right down those jaws.
All right, all right. I can hear no more. I can hear no more. That seems like a really bad idea. The idea that someone made money doing that is really... I guarantee you this guy wasn't paid. We'll be back in just a moment.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub.
Hello, pigeon lickers. You know something? I don't like Hodags, you plot mutt landed marabop and yellow belly long nose geezers. What are you doing on my turf? You know I do you? I'll take you, and I'll take your hands, and I'll stick you right down those jaws down there. What kind of runs off a flatlander? You'll never come with me. Double cross me. You'll become varmint stew, especially kids. Little kids with skunk cabbage and a rat pill. That's my favorite.
All right, so this all started out that Storyland's having a 21 and overnight. And then something has blown my mind. I had never even remotely heard of this.
See, that's why you need to go to New Hampshire.
No, I was just talking
like this.
I was just talking to John. I'm like why would I don't ski? Why would I possibly ever go to New Hampshire? I like Maine. You know my theories on Vermont, which sure. I will never go to.
And to be honest, I usually go to New Hampshire to either ski or to go to Storyland. Yeah, no. Oh, you know, the I like, what's that Mount Washington up there? White Mountains are all right. It's a hotel that looks like The Shining was filmed there.
I've seen that.
I bought a bumper sticker off a guy to say that I climbed it. All right, so
there's this place called Clark's Trading Post,
right?
Which you're talking about these knockoff amusement parks, and I remember seeing this sign, and I drove past it once in the billboard, and it has this creepy like old hobo looking guy with no shirt on and a beaver pelt and like an eye patch, and it looks like he's just yelling and holding a shotgun.
No, but there's a semi-automatic weapon. I don't even know if it's a semi. I don't even know the difference between an automatic and a semi-automatic. But he's got, like, a Gatling gun or something glued to the front of his car. All right, one final word on this. Let's go to Tom. Go ahead.
Steak and eggs, boys. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, man?
Okay, you have not lived and experienced the wonders of the state of New Hampshire until you have gone to Clark's Trading Post. I was born in Anaheim, but my father and my mother moved us back to New England after... They got a job opportunity outside of Boston, and they raised me and my sisters in New Hampshire for, like, the next 21 years. And when I was around, like, 6 or 7 years old, and my father raised in Chelmsford, loved the outdoors. My mother was raised in Lexington, not really an outdoorsy person. So right there, you already know that's a great mix. And my father heard about Clark's Trading Post. It was, like, the mid-90s. And he goes, I want to take the kids there. Because he just wanted us to experience everything up north. And my mother was like, oh, I've never heard of it, but okay. My sisters are like kindergarten age. You're very young. Again, I'm like 6 or 7. So we go up there. And it's one of my first memories ever because I remember laughing hysterically as a 6-year-old, hearing this guy saying, hey, pigeon lickers, what are you doing on my land? And this guy just chasing us with a pilgrim-age like shotgun with like a big round barrel at the end of it. And I'm laughing. My father and I are laughing. I remember it because I thought it was the greatest thing ever. Meanwhile, on the back of the train that we were on, my sisters, again, kindergarten age, are screaming for my mother to hold them. They're like terrified. And I remember the look on my mother's face looking at my father like, I am going to murder you. Where did you take me and my kids? So for the rest of the day, we're around the Kangamangas Highway. He's showing us the outdoors. And I'm talking about it, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm yabbering all day about it. And finally, my mother, who apparently was just so irritated with my father about it, told me, Thomas, shut up. And I just shut up. Like, she was so disgusted with it, and we've never been back since.
Well, I don't know if there's many repeat customers.
I was just going to say, you see it once, I'm thinking.
Apparently, okay, so people have been tweeting me. They say that the kids say, "Shoo, you old goat," which pisses him off. But the whole one he does is he pretends to take out the train and everyone on it. So the train, like, goes around, and all of a sudden the wild man comes out, and I guess apparently takes out the train and pretends to scare everyone off and kill everyone on the train.
And then he chases you around.
And it's that's kind of the punchline, is all the kids yell, "Scram, you old goat," and he goes, "Ah!" And that's when he flips out and, you know, pretends to murder people.
Yeah, it sounds to me like he chases you in a car while screaming that he's going to kill you.
Come on, tell me you wouldn't bring your kids to that.
No.
That sounds good. Now that I hear about it, I want to go. They should be an adult night for that.
I don't know. Now, unfortunately, this man has passed away, but there would always be that inkling that maybe one day he goes through with it.
There were auditions, by the way, for a new wild man, which I would have loved to have seen that.
Can't replace a guy.
And by the way,
like
people
that
are saying, does
Brad
he not...
Brad Pitt was up for
does he not sound like somebody, you know...
Hello, pigeon lickers.
Doesn't he sound a lot like a...
Hi, Ron.
No.
Are you taking pictures?
Maybe it's Mikey from the Fence.
Yeah. Or perhaps they're long-lost brothers. Free agency is going strong. We'll talk to Will Brinson. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.